Let me now turn to the P38A employer supplementary return. And what is this? It's a supplementary pay-as-you-earn return for workers for whom you have not completed a Form P14 or Form P38S, which is the student form, for the year from the 6th of April 2008 to the 5th of April 2009. Again, I'm constantly reminding people it's an employer supplementary return. It's not a form where you put a list of payments to the self-employed. Anyone that is genuinely self-employed will be paid through the purchase system. They won't be included in the wages. They won't be included on a supplementary pay-as-you-earn return. Now, the guidance says you must complete this form if you've answered no to question one of the checklist on your form P35 employer's annual return. The checklist that we looked at earlier with CP Elliott, he ticked the box yes to say that all P14s or P38Ss have been done. In that case, there wasn't the need for a P38A. But where we've answered no to that question, then really we're going to need a P38A. So I hesitate to say this, but just check your facts. If you've answered no, do you really mean that? Do you really need to do a P38A? It's a form that's often overlooked by employers, I have to say. So what have we got? We've got to sign just one declaration. If a P46 is held and we've got a signed statement at A or B, and importantly, if the worker was paid less than £90 a week or £390 a month so that we didn't have deductions, then sign the one declaration, fine. Enter details in Section A for anyone paid £90 or more in any week or £390 per month, and any worker taken on for more than 1 week. A true casual is worker taken on for 1 week or less with no expectation of working again. But there we have in Section A, we'd have details of the workers paid £90 or more in any week and taken on for more than a week. Then in Section B, we've got to enter details of any worker paid more than £100 in the year and not already listed in Section A. Well, I have to say £100 is a limit that's been there for many, many years, and it's not very much. But having said that, if a casual has come in and been paid, perhaps during the school holidays, it could be a student-type person but paid in the school holidays, maybe come in and done a bit of work and paid minimum wage, and perhaps paid £40 or something for a day, 2 days in a year, £80 less than £100, not have to worry about it, paid for 3 days, totals £120, more than £100, we then have to enter the details in Section B if they've not already been reported in Section A. Harvest workers have special treatment, and we've got guidance in CWG2, which I've reproduced for you on the next slide.